One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 8, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. This message on Asian flu comes as a special service from the makers of Anacin. No medicine can cure influenza, and only your doctor can determine whether you have it. But there are certain symptoms to warn you. If you have a fever, headache, sniffles, and general achy, knocked-out feeling, call your doctor and stay in bed until he gets there. In the meantime, to help relieve these symptoms promptly, start taking Anacin tablets. You see, Anacin reduces fever faster and more effectively than aspirin. Yes, Anacin is far more effective to break up a fever. What's more, Anacin gives better total effect in relieving pain than aspirin or aspirin with buffering added. This is because Anacin not only relieves pain, but also helps relieve nervous tension, depression, and leaves the patient comfortably relaxed. So when flu strikes, first call your doctor. Start taking Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, to relieve symptoms promptly. Anacin tablets. Anacin is a registered trademark of the Whitehall Pharmaceutical Company. Today, Claudia encounters competition. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, Father Barber, with an armload of his beloved geographics, climbed to Paul's studio, the better to hear the rain drumming on the roof, and promptly fell asleep. It's 4 o'clock now.
You asleep, Dad?
Claudia?
Mom said she thought Paul was up here.
Come in.
Sorry I woke you.
Oh, no, sir, you didn't wake me. Resting my eyes.
You rested your eyes until the room is ice.
Then let me build up the fire. These are Sky Ranch logs from a year ago, and they've dried out pretty well. Sit down. What do you hear from Nicholas?
Not a thing.
Penelope had a postcard yesterday.
Yes, I know. Was Paul here a while ago?
Yes.
Mom said he came home from the airport and she saw him start upstairs.
Now, listen. There's somebody coming up the stairs.
Oh, thank goodness. Here he is. Paul?
Well, woke him up, did you?
I wasn't asleep. I was resting my eyes. What's so amusing, if you please?
Claude, while he was resting his eyes, I came in, changed my clothes, dropped a shoe, and yelled downstairs to Hazel. He didn't stir.
Then perhaps I did drop off a minute.
Where were you, Paul?
Hazel wanted me to inspect the McGregor house.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Has the deal actually gone through?
Be out of escrow any day now.
And then they'll move 13 doors away. And in over their heads. And furthermore, they'll freeze. The place is an ice chest. Rain made me sleepy. I'll go on down, stretch out a moment before dinner. I know that whatever you have to talk about does not concern me in the slightest.
Oh, don't run off, Dad.
Hush.
Yes, what did you say?
Dad, I guess Claudia does want to see me alone. Sorry.
Yes. Off the course. It's been going on for years.
See you after a while, Dad.
Yes, I know. Hello, goodbye.
He looked terribly old, sleeping here. Terribly old and easily hurt.
Oh, no. He likes to grumble. He'd be bored to death if the family told him all the things he says we keep him from knowing. I hear a lot of it, and I should know.
Is that a hint to make mine brief?
Little touchy today?
About a week ago, you had lunch with Kenneth Ferrand.
That a question or a statement?
And you both talked about me.
Statement.
Didn't you?
You seem to be telling me. Go ahead.
You had lunch at the St. Francis. I can even tell you what you ordered. Cracked crab. And then you leaned back in your chairs like lordly males and discussed me thoroughly.
Tell me more.
And some of what Kenneth said was complimentary. And some certainly wasn't. I want to know what wasn't.
Don't you think you're being a bit inquisitive?
No, I do not. I don't know anything that concerns me more deeply right now.
I've been lunching with Ken Ferrand for 20 years or more. Discussed a wide range of subjects, including personality. And don't recall everything that we said, and wouldn't repeat it if I did.
Don't be stuffy.
Where do you get your information?
Kenneth said I was very attractive, didn't he? That he found me attractive. And then he said something horribly negative. That's what I don't know and have to find out.
Were you hiding back of a pillar?
No. I have a faithful spy. He's a busboy. We speak French whenever we see each other.
He relayed all the compliments?
He also warned me that my boss was displeased. Paul, is that true? Paul, I've got to know.
You know better than I do how you've been doing your job.
Please, oh, be honest with me. Would Ken be relieved if I quit?
How's your sales record?
I haven't taken any big orders, if that's what you mean.
And you had a good, rich territory. Competition is rugged in business, Claude. You're expected to deliver.
Thanks very much. I'll write my resignation tonight. Tell me one more thing. What was it he said about Penelope?
Honey, if you want to find out any more about that luncheon, ask your busboy. From here on in, I don't remember.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family. I Love My Radio. That's the name of this popular little jingle. I Love My Radio, my NBC radio. Because morning, afternoon, and nighttime, too, NBC Radio brings you a program lineup that can't be beat for day-in, day-out listening pleasure. For example, if you're looking for something to brighten up your morning, NBC Bandstand will do it with 90 minutes of music and fun featuring MC Burt Park, singer Dorothy Olsen, and Skip Henderson with the Band of Stars, live from the NBC Bandstand Room in New York. So brighten up your mornings with NBC Bandstand every weekday over most of these stations. And sing with NBC Radio all day long. You'll find yourself singing along with the jingle, I Love My Radio, my NBC Radio. It's 11 o'clock in the evening now. Jack's house next door is dark except for a desk light in the living room as Jack, working late on a legal brief, comes up through the obsession of work to hear...
Oh, well, don't ring the bell. I'm coming. Why, Claude, come in. Everybody's in bed. Here, let me take you first.
I can't stay.
You had a date?
I dined at the St. Francis with Cousin Consider. Just left him off at Jones and saw your light on, so I thought I'd see who was still awake.
Me. Betty's dieting, you know, and if she goes to bed early, that brings around the Melba toast and grapefruit just that much sooner.
Tell her after a few years you aren't even interested.
Now, sit down. How's CZ?
Oh, going through the motions. He'll never be happy until he and Pinky have patched up whatever the trouble is.
Yeah. Well, Pinky's out in Sharon's car again. He keeps going off to Chinatown and won't say why. Sit down, Claude.
No, I'm not going to stay. I did want to ask you, has Penny asked you to handle the sale of stock in Lacey's Fashions Incorporated?
No, it's handled through the broker, but I usually know what's going on.
Did Kenneth Ferrand invest a substantial amount with us recently?
Yeah. Originally, he made sort of a token purchase, but he added to it one day last week.
Now, Jack, I want a straight answer. Did Penny help design a dress, the new blue model, the one he calls the debutante in spring?
I'm only a lawyer. How do you expect me to know these things?
You do know. I want an answer. It's terribly important to me.
Claude.
I've tried to discuss it with Paul, with Penny, and with Kenneth Ferrand. You never heard such double talk.
Well, as far as I know, Penny did not design a dress. What she did do was suggest a few changes in a design Penny had bought that gave it a whole new look. Penny thinks she has genius for the business. She's sure Lacey's Fashions will do very well indeed.
Because of Penny. I see. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, wait a minute.
I don't want to keep you. That's all I needed to know. Good night, Jack.
Hey, wait.
Good night, Claude.
Hi-ho.
Yes?
You in bed, Paul?
No, reading. Why?
Claude was just here. There isn't much she hasn't found out.
What'd she say?
Well, she knows Kenny bought more stock, and she knows why.
She gets around. Where'd she go?
She's on her way home, as far as I know.
Okay, thanks. I'll see what I can do about it. Good night.
More of the Barbers in just a moment. We're in the cold season. And there's no doubt that a lot of people will catch a cold. When that happens to you, and you need a laxative because your system is slowed down, let X-Lax help you toward your normal regularity. Gently,
overnight.
X-Lax is so gentle that many doctors recommend it for youngsters as well as grown-ups.
That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency.
When you take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax at bedtime, it does not disturb your sleep. And X-Lax is so effective that the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity.
Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day.
That's why X-Lax is America's largest-selling laxative.
So if you have a cold and you need a laxative because your system is irregular, get chocolated X-Lax today.
Claudia arrives at her own house just as her daughter Penelope comes hurrying down the stairs in blue jeans and topsiders, carrying a dark blue windbreaker and a duffel bag.
Well, Penelope. Oh, hi, Mother. I left a note on your pillow. I won't be back till Monday. Some friends of mine are here from San Diego, and we're going on a weekend cruise.
Who are they, Penny?
Oh, business friends, Mother. You wouldn't know them. But they're perfectly respectable people. Ask Kenny Fallon if you doubt me. He knows them, too.
I see. Who are they?
The Marin Alwoods. They have a shop down south.
And Kenneth will be with you?
Oh, didn't I tell you? And his daughter. The Alwoods have a daughter, too. It'll be sort of a family party. Well, see you Monday.
Go on and ring. I'm not talking to anybody.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 9, Book 129, Claudia Faces Facts. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.